Now, this is an emotional, difficult issue of nuance. So, of course, Donald Trump's got involved. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent, joins me now. Simon, how are you?
I'm very good, Stig. How are you?
I'm all right. So, we've had a terrible 24 hours here in London. Donald Trump has done what he does, which is kind of leapt to Twitter, presumably at an unseasonable time. What's he said, and what should we conclude from it, do you think?
Yes, bright and early this morning, I suspect right after he watched the morning television news programs, which we know he does every morning when he wakes up in the White House. Remember those sort of halcyon days when we used to debate whether if he became president, he would still use Twitter, or if he became president, whether he would become more presidential? Well, if you were still sitting on the fence about that, you've got your answer today. At 7 o'clock this morning, Donald Trump tweeted, "We must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people. If we don't get smart, it will only get worse." Then he turned his fire on Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, writing, "At least 7 dead and 48 wounded in terror attack, and mayor of London says there is no reason to be alarmed." Now that, of course, is a complete mischaracterization of what Sadiq Khan actually said. As you will know from listening to LBC, he said that people in London should not be alarmed by the presence of additional security forces on the streets in the immediate aftermath of the attack on London Bridge. He did not suggest for a second that everybody should be lacking in alarm over what has occurred in London. And finally, Donald Trump wrapped things up on Twitter before heading off to the golf course on what is a glorious day here in Washington, and said, "Do you notice we are not having a gun debate now? That's because they used knives and a truck." Several people on Twitter, of course, have pointed out that perhaps they used knives and a truck in the London attacks because London and Britain's gun laws meant they couldn't get their hands on guns. And isn't that a good thing, if indeed that's the case? But nuance absolutely lost on Donald Trump. There is, by the way, a suggestion that's been floated on the Sunday morning talk programs here by White House officials that perhaps Donald Trump is considering a visit to London later this week to express solidarity with the British people. I mean, that seems to be, first of all, a laughable idea, and secondly, impossible from a security perspective, but they were certainly floating that on the Sunday television programmes here within the last couple of hours.
Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. There we go, Donald Trump's weighed in with his views. I mean, whatever you think of Sadiq Khan, and I actually happen to think he's a very decent man doing a good job as mayor of London, and I think his comments have been well chosen and apt. Why is Donald Trump having a go at him? I wonder why that is.